Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not sure exactly when it was this weekend. We even gotten to talk about this story because we were celebrating the Falcons' win so much yesterday. But this weekend I was scrolling on Facebook and our buddy Rusty Mansell clued me in that something had happened in Arkansas.
Yes.
With a post. Arkansas has relieved Sam Pittman of his duties after that blowout loss 56-13 to Notre Dame. Bobby Petrino is acting as interim, and now he has fired three defensive assistants just a day after getting that title.
This is his job. Like, this will be Bobby Petrino's job. There is not a doubt in my mind he will be the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. How many years has it been since he got fired? 15?
Whole
neck brace thing?
About 15, I guess. Yeah,
yeah, so this is going to be – because you know why? First of all, you don't have press conferences with an interim coach and the AD sitting next to each other if that guy's not going to get the job. And you probably don't let him fire three defensive assistants if he's not going to end up getting the head coaching job. I think Arkansas fans probably look at it and go, he's paid his time, and if he can get us pointing in the right direction, we're going to love him. I just can't look at the guy without thinking about his neck brace. I just can't, man. I just cannot do it. The amount of times that neck brace picture was sent to my phone yesterday was insane. It was crazy. So, yeah, I mean, good for them, I guess. Like, if that works out for them. But, yeah, it's interesting.
First off, I always think about the Monday Night Football game in 2007.
Seven, yeah.
When Arthur Blank goes on TV and says, yeah, I've talked to Bobby. He's committed to being our coach. And then, the next morning, he's singing Pig Suey or screaming Pig Suey.
Yeah.
Look, the other thing that took me back is that the AD sits up there and says Sam Pittman didn't have the resources to win, which he said in that about, you know, where they rank and those kinds of things, ranked towards the bottom. Also, I don't know if there's any truth, but there's like a letter that came out, or not a letter, but a story that came out that Petrino had a meeting with his players and was like, some of y'all are entitled and you're not going to be here anyway, so... You know, we're basically going to weed y'all out, and I have a chance to get this job, and I want it, and I'm not going to allow you to your entitlement
there
to make
go.
Me lose it.
There you go.
Now, I don't know if that is – I did not confirm that, so I'm just kind of saying that there was a rumor that was said, so don't hold me to it. Although that would have been the most Bobby Petrino thing ever.
Yeah, it
this
would.
Guy is – I mean, like
– entitled's a good word.
You talk about – we talk about bad people in sports and just not nice people.
Mm-hmm.
He makes the top of everyone's list.
There's nothing that brings the city of Atlanta together like a good Bob Petrino rant. It just kind of is what it is. And I'll never forget, you know, I won't say his name because I don't know that he wants me to tell the story, but somebody that was in the upstairs, the personnel department kind of person with the Falcons when that happened, said he got out to that red light right out in front of the facility that night, and somebody called him and goes, hey, you got to come back. Bobby left. And he was like, yeah, what do you mean Bobby left? Where'd he go? They were like, pretty sure to Arkansas. Like, you not down the street to his house. Like, you're going to want to turn around and come back. We got a situation on our hands. And Bobby just disappears in the night and, you know, makes the plane flight up there to Fayetteville and makes it all happen. It's just crazy. I wasn't here for that. I wasn't a player when that happened. But to listen to the stories of the players from that year, just an absolute nightmare. Nobody even tries to hide their feelings on Bobby Petrino in that locker room and in that facility. It's crazy.
I started my professional career like a year later after all that happened. But real quick, talk about people. I'm not going to name names, but if you know, you know. The Falcons land and they're sitting on the tarmac. And you know, when you land, you don't have the air traffic control tower controls everything, right? Tell planes when they can move around, when you know all that stuff. Literally cussed out the travel logistics person because the plane didn't get to the tarmac quick enough to get to where they needed to go on the tarmac,
right.
And just like start like just the most miserable human being to be around.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. Just a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I mentioned I went to a concert last night. Very random. Did not know I was going to go till a last-minute situation. Was hit up for a couple of tickets to see Lil Wayne at State Farm Arena.
Amazing.
Immediately hit my wife up and was like, do you think we could get a babysitter? And she was like, for what? And I told her, she was like, absolutely. So we both wanted to go to this concert. Interesting concert.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. I don't know if y'all are familiar with the woman that he brings on tour with him that he does like a heavy metal track with named Lucifina.
I am not.
Okay. Lucifina was there. That was an interesting part of the concert that I wasn't like when Lil Wayne was singing his hits, it was awesome. But then there were like, he kept straying away from him. You get like four hits and then he'd be like, oh, here's one of my new things. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, oh. And then get like two or three more songs, and he'd go, all right, here's my son. He's 14 years old. I'm going to let him rap for a little bit. And you'd be like, oh.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Go
and then
get a
like
beer.
Three more hits, and it's like, go DJ and all this stuff. And then it's like, hey, I'm going to bring out Lucifina. And then she just screams at everybody to the point where the people I was sitting around were like kind of laughing about it. They were like, man, this is intense. Like, I'm scared. Like, I don't know what's going on.
I Googled Lucifina. She's interesting.
She's terrifying, man. It was a terrifying moment in the concert. Other than that, it was really good. We really enjoyed ourselves last night. I want to bring you guys in on a conversation because I want you to help me decide something. My wife and I were sitting there, it's a Monday, so it's not like we're just getting hammered or anything like that. We're just having a good time, good conversation, kind of a parents' night out on a random Monday. And she said, you know, I can't decide if I want to film him walking out on stage or if I just want to sit here and watch it. And we kind of have always gone back and forth about this because it's one of those things where you – no, it's kind of a cool moment and maybe a bucket list kind of concert for some people to see Lil Wayne in action. And so I'm like, I understand why you want to film it. But she's like, I also just kind of want to be in the moment. And I was like, yeah, that's one conversation. Then I hit her with, you know, but I've never looked at something I filmed and thought, man, I wish I wouldn't have filmed this. And she was like, that's a good point. But how many times do you go back and watch the video when you film those things? So I don't know. Like I think some people are just, I'm going to film songs at concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Some people around us had their phones out the entire time. I don't know if they were FaceTiming or just, you know, videoing for the gram or what they were doing. My wife and I didn't have the phone out one time to videotape, which I thought was, for us last night, was cool. It's different moments. All that to say, I'm going to record songs at concerts type of people?
So what I say and what I do are two different things.
Okay. You're like, just be in the moment. Oh my God, where's my phone? Oh, well, it's my jam.
Be in the moment. That's what I would always say if it doesn't matter to you about having like a little social media presence. I do care about that. So I will look for different looks and I will film for 3 seconds or something so I can make a mashup at the end and then put a song over it, whatever, post it.
Yeah.
But I read a stat one time that really made me aware of this phenomenon. When you're filming something on your phone, your brain is only taking in 30% of it.
Okay.
You're only going to remember 30% of that memory versus if you're watching it with your own eyes, you're going to have that burned in your mind. So
is that just when, this doesn't include concerts, is that just when you're holding the camera or is that like if a tripod set up?
Well, if you have a tripod set up.
Not a tripod, but like if I put my phone up against something and I'm filming me and my kid doing something, am I remembering 30%?
You're remembering all of it at that point because it's not you. It's when you look through a lens.
When I'm looking through the camera.
Okay, it gotcha. It depletes the memory. So I think it's so much more important to have those memories.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't take pictures. I don't film like on my own. I don't ever remember any of that stuff. Like
what about with your kid? You take pictures of your kid, right?
I'm talking about. But you asked about concerts.
I know. But you said you don't film.
I mean, no, I don't. No, I'm when I'm at a concert or a race or a sporting event, like. I try to, like, for instance, I try to take a picture before every game starts just to tweet it out, kind of like, hey, this is what the stadium looks like. We're here. And to make sure I have a picture of where I've been. I didn't do it Sunday. Totally forgot. I get immersed in situations and completely forget that the social media or the I got to have a picture of this that everyone else does. And yeah. I don't know why. I don't know if it's I just get caught in the moment. I think it's a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. But I just don't go places and think, I need to take a picture immediately.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it draws a line. I think it's the social media aspect. Are you going to post it or are you not going to post it? Right. And so that's just, I'm not a poster when it comes to things like that. So I don't know. But we had a long conversation last night in depth before he came out of stage, and so it was pretty deep.
She didn't film it?
She did not film it.
Okay.
We did, neither one of us filmed it. We just sat there and stood and watched. I think she ended up filming like 15 seconds of another song because it was a friend of hers favorite. Right. But in the end, it was like, we'll just sit here and kind of vibe out.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it.
That
I think
was that definitely was what happened last night.
A great decision. Speaking of concerts, we're about 20 minutes away from Machine Gun Kelly tickets going out yet again. You can decide whether you're going to film it or not. That's up to you. We'll do that in about 20 minutes. But up next, it is the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. I know my top five French fry list.
We'll have to rehash. Yeah, yes. You liked it.
Zinger.
Too good.
You liked it.
So I put that out at 640. We'll talk about that next. 404-726-0929. What were your great, good, and meh moments from Sunday's game? That's next with the wake-up call on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.